Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
As always, you can join us on the phones and bring up anything that you want to. 1-800-259-9231. I think we're pretty much tapped out on the whole gasoline thing. We've been over every single possible aspect to it. But if you've got some comments, don't hold back. 800-259-9231. Still coming up here, a possible outlawing of sex toys is being looked at in South Carolina. That, as well as, of course, your calls about anything, plus a man who was posing as a doctor, going door-to-door, and you're going to be amazed at what he was asking women to do, and you'll be amazed that women were actually doing it. We'll fill you in on the details there, but we're going to go overseas for now, Manwich. What do you want to start things out with here this hour?
Well, I just thought that it was an interesting article I have here about what's happening with the right-wing commentators and these seven generals that have come out against the war. Apparently there's been seven generals that have come out and said, this Iraq thing, this just it's not working out real well. We need to do something about it. So, let's see.
I've seen some of their quotes, by the way, and they're very regretful towards the fact that they didn't come out earlier, that they didn't that they kind of went along with everything earlier on, because I'm sure there was political pressure on them. And now they actually have the courage to come out and say something. What's happening?
Right-wing commentators have wasted no time impugning the character and motivations of seven generals who have spoken out against Secretary Rumsfeld. A new talking point has surfaced. The generals' comments have endangered America by emboldening our enemies. Conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer in today's U.S. Washington Post, but this is a couple of days old, this kind of dissident party within the military is alien to America. It is disturbing and very dangerous precedent that even the left will one day regret.
It's alien to America for generals to dissent?
People speaking out, I guess.
Did no generals dissent during Vietnam War? Did none of the high-ranking officials speak out against that? I wasn't around, so I can't answer that question. If you can, 1-800-259-9231. I find it hard to believe that there was solidarity amongst the ranks there.
Krauthammer suggests that the foreign governments may exploit generals' comments to force our government to change policy. That happens in places such as Hussein's Iraq, Pinochet's Chile, or your run-of-the-mill banana republic. And when it does, outsiders, including the United States, do their best to exploit it, seeking out the dissident factions to either stage a coup or force the government to change policy. You know, I don't feel it would be terrible if we changed the policy as far as what we're doing in Iraq.
You mean like come home?
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little change.
I mean, I'd like to get all the soldiers over in Iraq on the first thing smoking back over here.
What are we up to? Over 2,200 soldiers dead at this point? I haven't seen the number.
I think it was like 23.
Yeah. They're just going to die the longer it goes on.
The thing is we've won our nation against nation struggle against Iraq.
We won that a couple years ago.
Quite some time ago. Ever since then, it's trying to occupy a nation. And there's a civil war going on, folks. Just as we said it was going to be from the very, very beginning on this show. Because I said that there's no way you're going to get the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds together in one vote. But that Bush sank our chances when he made a deal with Turkey in order to fly B-52s out of Turkey where there wasn't going to be a Kurdistan. So he couldn't cut the country into three pieces. And thereby giving everybody a piece of land so they can do their little thing. Now they're all going to kill each other over it.
They are.
They're going to continue to kill our soldiers in the process.
Right, because we're there. Why not?
You know, what it would take to bring that country under subjugation right now would be an incredible investment in military that I don't want to make, and I'm not going to benefit.
We're already spending billions per day.
We, the American people, are spending billions, but we, the American people, are not seeing any income coming out of it. But oil companies are. The companies that make combat boots and the companies that make Humvees and the companies that do everything, Halliburton and all these other companies, they're making money hand over fist.
We read a story earlier this week on our weekday show about a $190 million contract that our government gave one company, I don't remember what they were called, they gave this company a contract to build health care facilities, 150 of them around Iraq. They built six, and the six aren't actually even completed. They just started building them, and they decided they didn't have enough money, and the situation was too dangerous. So they got to keep the $190 million, and the contract's been canceled.
And I wonder,
sweet deal.
I want to know the fiscal conservatives out there that believe that this war is a good idea. Do they think it's a good? Do they think it's right that I should have to pay taxes to support a war that I don't think is right, that I don't want to be in? It's not that, you know, right or wrong, but really, I just don't want to pay for it.
I don't think conservatives are fiscal conservatives anymore. I think conservatives want to conserve the government. At least that's the way they behave. They want to conserve the rate of growth. I mean, they're not even trying to cut it back.
No.
Apparently, they just want to conserve the status quo, and the status quo is every year the government gets bigger. So that's what they're trying to conserve. And if that's what you stand for, I want nothing to do with you.
You know, our small government Republican in office in the White House right now has grown the government significantly more quickly and larger than Bill Clinton did.
Facts are facts, and that's undeniable.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. What made me cease being a Republican was Republicans being in office.
And showing their true colors.
Yeah,
showing
because all they are is big government conservatives.
If you can deny that, 1-800-259-9231, I mean, I'd love to have somebody prove otherwise, but gosh, what is it now? It's over a decade of Republicans taking over the Congress in the United States. Now they have all three branches, essentially, and government continues to grow.
And, you know, all the Republicans have done at this point, besides securing really great contracts for their friends, have guaranteed that we're going to have Democrats back in office come 2006.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Which means the government
here was the opportunity. Here it was, America. Republicans had the opportunity to shrink government.
To restore
and do what they said. And they lied to us. And I am never, ever voting for another Republican again unless they've taken the oath and sworn to the Republican Liberty Caucus. I'm not going to vote for them.
There's a nice little small government pledge that the Center for Small Government has that essentially says that I will not raise taxes or grow government, period.
Right.
You know, I will not vote to do those things. No excuses, no exceptions.
Now, there are Republicans.
You sign that pledge? I'll consider voting.
There are Republicans in the House right now, Jeff Flake and Ron Paul. These guys try very hard to keep the government small. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul is known as Dr. No in the House of Representatives because he says no to everything.
He's predictable. He votes no on virtually anything that comes through. Because virtually everything that comes through is totally unconstitutional, totally uncalled for, and it's like a spending party up there. I mean, it's really what we have, Manwich, is the big government party. There's two wings.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Republicans and the Democrats. They're the big government party. Where's the small government party? Well, it's the Libertarians. But can they do anything about it? No, because the big government party's passed all sorts of laws that prevent third parties from even playing the game. Oh, we're allowed to exist.
This campaign finance reform.
Right.
Yes.
We're allowed to exist. We're allowed to be out there somewhere. It's just that we're not really allowed to do anything on the same level as they are.
Isn't it strange how we had third-party candidates in the debates and when Perot was running and when Anderson were running? But funny, that doesn't happen anymore.
That's because Perot actually got some results.
As a matter of fact,
nutty as he was, people wanted to vote for him because he was something different.
The Libertarian candidate and the Green candidate were arrested on the steps of the debates this year in 2004, but I never heard anything.
The press whitewashed it. Nobody said anything. I mean, it was twice as newsworthy because it was two presidential candidates.
We need a third party so badly in this country because
we need a fourth party and a fifth party.
We do. We need competition because it's just a mess up there in Washington. And the Republicans and the Democrats are only going to continue to grow government as they've continued to grow government in the past. And the American people, they seem to be asleep at the wheel.
You know, we hear so much about legacy. Manwich, when it comes to the presidents,
mm-hmm.
wanting to leave a legacy, wanting to get into the history books. And it seems that the presidents that we've had in this country have figured out, I mean, from reading history, they've figured out that the presidents that get the most attention are those that are in wars, right? Mm-hmm. Lincoln and Washington and the ones that were involved in conflict. And I think that a president could really leave an awesome, awesome legacy by being the first president in recent memory to actually cut back the size of government. Why not? You're a lame duck, George Bush. You could make a big difference.
Reagan was supposed to be the small government guy. He grew it, too.
Government grew by 69%, I think, during government spending. Grew immensely during his term. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Anything goes on this show. But you have to take control of the airwaves by dialing in. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version, both of them are there for you, and two sizes should fit pretty much everybody on the Internet. freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. We go to the phones, Manwich, because you can take control of the airwaves. It's Triddle on the amplifier-only line in Washington. Hello, Triddle. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I read a stupid story in our local paper the other day, and I'd like to share it.
Okay.
So, my county receives federal funds to fight meth locally. Bush's new domestic terrorism bill is taking funds away from their pet project, and they're starting to scream like stuck pigs. So I wonder what my county thinks is going to happen when they become dependent on the federal government like that. I mean, they're only incompetent at everything they do, but surely they can do this one thing right. So if it's really that important to them, then why aren't they taxing for it locally?
Well, it's easy money.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And everybody does like easy money, and that's it. It's essentially the welfare mentality. It doesn't matter whether it's a government or a company or a person. When you give somebody free money for a period of time, they come to expect it.
Yeah.
And do it long enough, and they think you've done something wrong when you stop doing it.
Boy, that's a fantastic point. I've got another update here.
Okay.
You guys like to talk about the pseudoephedrine bill that got attached to the Patriot Act?
Right.
Well, I found out some bad news.
Mm.
The representative from my congressional district happens to be the guy that pushed for that bill.
Yikes. Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. His name is Brian Baird, and the guy's awful. I sent him a letter once where I explained that absolutely the gay marriage should be legal, but that it was not a matter of federal concern. His response said that he was right in line with my beliefs and is going to fight to protect gay rights at the federal level. So this guy obviously reads his email.
So he agreed with you?
Well, he agreed that he said he agreed with me, and then he said that he was going to fight to protect at the federal level, which was in disagreement. So it's completely bogus.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and he was the guy that pushed through the meth bill.
Yeah, and he's the guy that pushed through the meth bill. If it wasn't only
which, of course, which I'd like to point out, is going to do absolutely nothing to stop the manufacture of methamphetamine.
No.
Yeah, I'm a big firm believer in that too. Actually,
you know what law has stopped drug use and drug production in the United States?
Nothing.
I mean, in the United States. Since 1962 or 63, when we started the drug war,
mm-hmm.
Has drug use of any kind at all gone down as a result of the drug war?
No. I mean, if anything, it's only gone down because other people have started using other drugs.
Right. I think that, you know, some types
like,
of...
Nobody uses Quaaludes anymore.
Right. Nobody does PCP.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, I don't hear about it in the news. What do I know about PCP?
One thing for sure... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Triddle.
Okay, I've got one last thing here, and it's kind of funny. There was a really pathetic anti-meth billboard by my school a while ago. It had a picture of an obnoxiously dirty kitchen, and the caption said, "What is your neighbor making for dinner? Is it meth?"
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Is your neighbor making meth for dinner?
We're going to have a big fresh plate of hot steaming meth tonight, honey. Come on in. Serve it up.
You know, meth is one of those drugs that has been created by the drug war. If it wasn't for the drug war, there wouldn't be any meth, because people would have continued to use speed or whatever.
There would be other methamphetamines. Meth is one version of a methamphetamine. 1-800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about drugs or government or sex or anything that's on your mind goes, let's talk to, it was Jim in Indy, but he's gone now.
Okay.
It's one of those cell phone things. You know when somebody comes on hold for 10 seconds? Their cell phone dropped off.
Yeah.
So, Jim, call back. 800-259-9231. All right. So, he is back. Jim and Indy, you're back on Free Talk Live, or you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. I never dropped off.
Oh. Well, they thought you did. Well, here you are.
Yeah.
What's up?
I thought, oh, my God, I waited, and now they think I'm gone. I was calling, basically talking about your initial rant about the small government Republicans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any of the obviously there are a few I can't speak for, but I don't think it was ever their intention to grow government. I think
stop right there. Who's they? Do you mean the ones that are in office?
Republicans that are currently in office, I think, are letting the government grow more through cowardice and inaction than through actual...
Aren't they voting yes?
Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Okay, go ahead. Make your whole point.
They've been so beaten into submission by being made to look like ogres when they vote for anything that takes money away from people. They're just falling into the, okay, I'll agree, please don't hurt me. And it's exactly the same thing with immigration and with the federal judges, which are the two issues I really take issue with. And I do absolutely consider myself conservative, but I see a conservative in name only party in place.
Well, right, but what confuses me is they get elected on a pro freedom sort of a message. I mean, even George Bush ran on a smaller government platform in the year 2000. I mean, totally flushed it in the 2004 campaign. But I mean, these so-called conservatives that you're saying are just doing this out of cowardice are talking a big talk like they always do before they get elected, and then they change their tune once they're in office. I'm a little more skeptical.
And whatever reason it is that they're doing it, why should I vote for them? Why should I waste my vote on a guy like that?
That was kind of my second point. You guys, I'm not going to vote for another Republican thing to be a little bit like a one-issue voter mentality. What I see happening...
Smaller government is a one-issue? Go ahead.
No, there are a lot of people who base who pick one issue and they say, because X, I'm not voting for this party anymore.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen for a long time. I've been following the political arena for about 20 years actively now, and I see that.
But smaller government.
Very rapidly amongst conservatives, and not as much among Democrats. And I think that's what costs us some elections.
Well, you know, I don't care whether it costs us elections. It's just more of the same as far as I'm concerned.
All
Democrats,
right,
Republicans.
Let me make one last point on that issue, and then if we must agree to disagree, that's
please,
fine. But even if a party just pisses you off and goes back on everything they've told you to do, I gotta think that when you go to vote the next time, you're gonna vote for the person who's gonna do the least damage. Maybe there is no one who's gonna do the most good.
Does that mean I should vote for Bill Clinton because he grew the government less than George Bush did?
Well, there was never an option to whether you were going to vote for Bill Clinton or George Bush.
It was a hypothetical
question. Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm coming from, though, is that the Democrats, in my lifetime, have grown the government less than the Republicans have?
I disagree.
How so?
Well, the one thing you went on to was the government growing during Reagan, but the Republicans had never even approached control of the House or Congress.
He could have used his veto.
He could have, but there's vetoing an issue because it has spending in it. The way our bills are structured also vetoes a bunch of other things. And that's
fine.
Exactly why
they
love
keep
things.
Vetoing. No. See, keep vetoing until they come back with a bill that you are ready to approve. Stop spending more. It's so easy.
And you know that these guys, they can go to the American people.
You can make
people.
A great emotional argument for that, but as a realistic argument, there are things that your people have worked hard to get into a bill, and then someone tacks a spending bill onto it.
I don't want what the Republicans are putting in bills. I don't want that stuff. I don't want it, whether it's more military spending, Star Wars. It's all pork to me.
I've had it with your laws. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you really are for smaller government, it means you need to use your veto. And if people are getting frustrated because they're spending so much time writing the bills, well, maybe they'll defend their bills a little better. Or maybe they'll pass a law like read the bills.
What if Washington came to a stop for a few months? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my fantasy. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're inside hour number three of the show. We're live. It's Saturday night. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts. Over, I think, 99,000. We might have eclipsed 100,000, honestly. I'm not sure. There's a lot of them there to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting, and people of all kinds of different political persuasions having interesting conversations about everything from fun stuff to downright serious issues. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Jim in Indianapolis.
And Jim sounds like, you know, sort of your average fiscal conservative. He sounds like he's pretty well informed. He's been following the political process.
He said he's been doing it for 20 years.
That's what he claimed. And, you know, I've been thinking about the small government thing for as long as I've been looking into politics. I got Imprimis the first time. It's a little magazine on small government. Mm-hmm. And I began reading that, and small government made perfectly good sense to me.
Yeah.
But the apologists for the Republican Party, of which Jim is apparently one, I'm sure he wouldn't deny that, I feel they missed something.
Well, he might deny it, but I agree with you that he's an apologist.
Well, you do. That's fine. I would like to, you know, I don't intend to snipe at
Go
Jim. But my thought is I think that apologizing for the Republican Party's large growth of government only is going to allow us to get a bigger, more invasive, and more inefficient government. Is all it does is allow them to take pork back to their constituents. And the fact is, Reagan, you know, who is the icon of small government conservatives,
he had wonderful things to say about small government.
He sure did.
He's very quotable on.
But if he would have used his veto over and over and over again on the Democratic Congress, then they would have had to have gone supermajority, 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 which would have given us a large enough minority to say no, 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 no to your spending. So if Washington, if a Republican went in there and effectively shut down Washington for a few months, then suddenly they'd have to do what we said, whether it's only for a couple of years. If that's all it was, I mean, if small government works, let's prove that it works. Mm. Instead of just constantly giving in to the large government people, whether they're on the Republican side or the Democratic side.
Well, the problem is they all have laws they want to pass.
Right.
And the Republicans have their set of laws they want to pass, and the Democrats have their set of laws that they want to pass, so they work together with one another, and they say, okay, you vote for me on this law, and I'll vote for you on the other law that you're proposing, and then we'll all get our laws passed. And what happens when we get more laws in this country? We just get more oppression. We get bigger government, we get more oppression, we get less freedom, and more laws, as we were pointing out in hour number one.
Taxes are oppression. The fact is, if I have to pay your taxes, I'm oppressed.
I don't care if it's Republican tax or Democrat tax.
Somebody's going to put me in jail if I don't pay that tax. And if I don't want to go to jail, if I use my Second Amendment right to say I'm not going to jail for your taxes that I didn't vote for.
Like our founding fathers did.
Then I'm going to get shot. And our founding fathers, the Boston Tea Party, was over 1%.
How much?
What has happened to the American soul? What happened to it?
We're cowards.
We're getting taxed at a rate of like 60% now. If you take income tax, if you take property tax, if you take the corporate taxes that we have to pay in every product that we buy, if you take all the taxes that we pay, you're paying something like 60%
and
of your wages go to the government to run this giant, inefficient government.
You're right. And none of that would have happened. It wouldn't have gone this far if the Republicans hadn't been a part of it. If
they
had stood their ground, if they had stood their ground and really been
not
for small
the Republicans,
government.
Not the Republicans, because the Republicans are a conglomerate of three parties. There's the
I'm sorry, I thought they were for smaller government.
That's what they say.
That's the message that I got.
That's part of it. But there's the Jerry Falwell Republicans. There's the Rockefeller Republicans,
right.
And there's the Goldwater Republicans. The Goldwater Republicans. Probably about, 15-20% of the voting populace. If those people right there stood up and said, no more of this, no more, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take you weird religious zealots and your strange laws. We're not going to take you big corporate people from the Rockefeller Inn. We're not going to take the Democrats anymore. If they just said, we're breaking off and we're doing our own thing, we could save America.
Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of wanted to respond to Jim's call, but now after your rant about taxation, I kind of wanted to add to that as well.
Go ahead.
I just got a new job since I moved about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I got my first paycheck last night. Well, I looked at the pay stub. The original amount was supposed to be over $400. And the check ended up being in the 300s after taxes and everything. And
low threes, right? Like 330, 320, something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the part that you don't see is you don't see the unemployment tax that your employer pays. You don't see the
7.5% Social Security.
The 7.5% Social Security. You don't see.
I pay some of that too. Like he matches it.
Yeah, right. That's right. It's 7.5 from you and 7.5 from the employer, but you don't see that number.
And I'll never get any of that money back anyway.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's, stupid.
You'll probably get it back, but you'll get it at 1% increase, which is what Social Security is. And at that point, it won't be worth anything. I mean, if you put if you put $1 away at 1% and in 1956, and then you want to go get it in 2006, that dollar isn't worth crap.
Well, we had a guy call in earlier who pointed out that if we looked at inflation at the same way we looked at it in 1980, we'd see there was 8 or 9% inflation in America. So if you're getting 1% out of Social Security, you're losing.
Yep. Well, I also wanted to respond to Jim's call. His whole argument was saying that, the Republican, that it was an emotional thing and that, the people in office, he can't use a veto because of the other things attached to it. Well, I think you guys should have, at least, if he's still listening, he needs to check out downsizedc.org because that's exactly what they're trying to fix is, get rid of all this stupid stuff that they attach to all these huge bills that are 400 pages long.
Yeah.
When a bill should be no more than one page.
Excellent.
And it should
point.
Be readable, it has to be read in front of Congress and everything like that. There isn't going to be any more of this attachment, so the politicians can kind of do some favors for their buddies and things like that.
Great point, Brett. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Brings me to something that Harry Brown said, the late Harry Brown in his Libertarian presidential campaign. If he was elected president, he would never vote yes on any bill that took him longer than 10 minutes to read. Simple rule of thumb. Hey, if you can't make it short enough for me to read in one quick sitting, why should any of the American people be expected to know what's in these things? Doesn't that make sense?
Yep.
I mean, if we had had a president, Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or anybody that was actually for smaller government and had the courage to veto anything that he couldn't just sit down and read.
Well, Downsize DC is doing something great. They have this Read the Bills Act that they're trying to get sponsored in Congress, and it would require every politician to sit through a reading of every bill that they vote on, and if they didn't sit through, they wouldn't be able to vote on it.
Well, no.
There's some specifics to
they
it that I don't have
exactly.
Right.
If they wanted to vote yes, they'd have to read the entire bill.
Well, couldn't they just write negative laws in the negative at that point?
I don't know about that. But it's a brilliant idea, and you can visit our friends over at downsizedc.org to learn more about the Read the Bills Act. It's a great idea, but maybe an apologist would come back and say something like, but how would we get anything done? How would we get any of our ideas through the process? Well, figure it out, okay? Don't we have enough laws as it is? Maybe we could just cut back a little bit on
right, I think that the government has shown that it's inefficient and ineffective at this point.
Yeah.
I really don't want their help in much.
That's right.
Protect my borders, keep me from being invaded by foreign forces, things like that.
1-800-259-9231. I don't even trust the government for any of that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go grab them up for free. We have over a year's worth of archives. Right on the front page of the website. There's no games, no hoops that you have to jump through, no membership fee. It's free. Freetalklive.com. You know, one other thing that Jim called in earlier about that I wanted to address was his claim that if it's a Republican and a Democrat, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. That was his claim, essentially?
Essentially.
And I say, no. From what we've seen, from the behavior that these people have elicited and that have behaved in office, I don't think you can predict, based on political party, how big government they will be. It, to me, it's a toss-up. You got a Republican and a Democrat on the ballot? It's a toss-up between which one is the lesser of two evils. I'll stay home. If there's not a third party, if there's not, for instance, a Libertarian name on the ballot, I won't even bother voting in that election. I'll skip that particular election.
I don't think you can do that, Ian. I don't think that's the way to do it, because if you do, then all we're going to get is what we've got. Most American people stay home. And what we need to do is...
What, go out and vote for a Republican or a Democrat?
No, the people that believe in a smaller government need to get involved in a party that believes in smaller government.
Well, yeah.
And they need to vote for those candidates.
Like I said, if they're on the ballot, I'll vote for them. But if they're not, I'll just skip right on by that one. Like, that's what I did in 2004. I voted for any election where there was a Libertarian in it. And I think for the governor in Florida, I voted for some weird veterans party or something like that. It was just like a third party that was on the ballot. I just gave my vote. I didn't really know what they stood for. But anything but the normal two, because the normal two is what has gotten us to where we are today. Well, let's go to the email box, man, which you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air. Well, we'll do that in a moment, but Mike's on the line, actually. Mike in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hey, Mike.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
I think you're right in one sense, but I'm almost to the point where I want to get behind this fair tax initiative just to get the talk going. Because
now why?
Yeah.
Why do you want to get behind fair tax?
Just because, and from my own personal testimony, it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. I think you're right about, you know, it's like we need a big initiative to make it not, to bring to the election, to make it not a Democrat or a Republican thing. You know, you can vote Libertarian, but, I mean, really, where did your vote go? It was a veto vote. More or less.
No, it was a vote endorsing a pro-liberty principled candidate. It was a vote for what I want, and what I want is more freedom.
And I say this to my friends that voted to Kerry, you wasted your vote because he didn't win.
Right, right.
I mean, he didn't win. My candidate didn't win, and Kerry didn't win.
But I think, personally, from my experience, the greatest device ever devised by whoever's for big government is the whole withholding system, because
I agree.
If we had to write a check every month like our mortgage to pay for this government, we'd have a revolution in 2 months.
I agree precisely.
I think you're right about that. Withholding is terrible, and I'm against it. However, the fair tax, I think at best, Mike, is a sidestep, at best, and it could actually be worse. Did you know that it creates a national welfare program for every American?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're okay with that?
Well, no, I mean, but it's a matter of how you set it up. It's the best idea I've heard yet. I'm not a tax expert.
No, the best idea, you know, if the people that were supporting this fair tax with their millions of dollars and all their airtime and the Neil Bortz out there supporting
this. Were to make laws against withholding? Can you imagine how much that would change things?
Ron Paul has made laws against withholding. It just doesn't get any support in the Senate.
Right. Instead of the big old fair tax, which is just going to hide the tax inside the price of some goods, and it's going to be a 30% per dollar, 30 cents per dollar tax. I mean, who needs that? It's just going to continue the government growth as the way it is.
Well, yeah, the fair tax doesn't cut the government.
This tax structure has an impact on the motivation of people like me. I climbed the corporate ladder. I got into a position where the highest I ever earned was about $185,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the higher you get, I guess the more risky it is to some extent, because I remember back in grad school hearing that at some point if you're managing aggressively in your career, you're going to get fired. In essence, I got that. Okay, and well, I went
from, more money. Let me hear his point. Go ahead, Mike.
I went from $185,000 to something that sounded interesting and fulfilling to me, reinventing myself in midlife at 50 years old, and went down to $120,000. And I got to tell you, my net paycheck did not go down that much.
I believe it. I believe
it. And
you know,
so I
am, you're preaching to the choir,
man.
We agree with you that the income tax is terrible. It's just that it seems to me that all this time and money is being wasted just trying to change the system. Let's just
and
opt out.
The free taxer, or the fair taxer guys don't have any provision for doing away with the 16th Amendment. Income tax is still going to be legal, and here's what's going to happen, Mike. As soon as we get this fair tax in place, the politicians are going to say, we're going to do away with the income tax, except... American people, wouldn't you like it if we just taxed the people who are making $250,000 or more?
The richest 1%.
The richest 1%. We'll tax them. And that's how they got us with the income tax in the first place. And 30 years down the line, we'll have an income tax, and we'll have the fair tax on everything.
Yippee ki yay!
The fair tax is just another step down the road to socialism.
Well, it's seductive because it sounds like it's going to vastly reduce the number of knobs you have to worry about in terms of manipulation.
It does, and that's good, but what's really disturbing to me is this prebate idea. I mean, this is one of the worst parts about the fair tax. The idea is that every American will get a check from the federal government at the beginning of every month for poverty spending level. So every American is going to get essentially a $400 or $500 check at the beginning of every month, which means that every American who participates in this fair tax program will become a welfare queen. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. And I don't know about you, Manwich, but that doesn't sound like a good thing for our independence and our individual sovereignty at all. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You want to get your call in? Now's the time to do it because only moments remain. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You like what we're doing on Free Talk Live? Well, amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn how you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You do get some perks. You get access to the classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line and more. And all we ask is $3 a month. What do we do with the money? Well, we take it in. We turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. We get more radio stations on board. We get more Internet listeners, and it's working. And our final goal with the program is to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. We're serious. Get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So Mike called in a moment ago from India, and he brought up the fair tax. And it's a big issue these days.
You know, the fare tax is alluring. I must say that when I first heard about it, I like the idea. I like anything that's going to make the IRS go away.
Right.
And that's what the fare tax purports to do.
It certainly does. And it's very tempting, very tantalizing. Mm-hmm. And so people are falling right in line. They're buying the book. They're reading about it. And they think, gosh, this does sound like an improvement. And on its face, it does. However, it's not necessarily. It's probably at best a step to the side. It's just going to create a whole new government bureaucracy. The government bureaucracy will be to administer the prebates and to handle the fare tax and compliance from businesses. Because think about it from this perspective. You've got states around this country, like New Hampshire, that don't have a sales tax. When you go to the store in New Hampshire, if an item at, say, Best Buy is $199.99, you get a penny back when you plunk down $200 at the point of sale. Well, what will happen if I'm a retailer in one of those states that doesn't have a sales tax and this fare tax goes through? What if I just decide, hey, wait, I've been enjoying not having to collect sales tax from my clients. And in fact, I think I'd rather continue to enjoy to not have to collect sales tax from my clients because I'm not a slave. And so I'm going to not collect sales tax. I'm not going to collect your fare tax.
Well, but the fare tax does say that it's going to give money to retailers for collecting.
I don't care.
You don't want it.
I don't want to sign that agreement. I don't care how much money they're going to give me for collecting their bounty. I don't want to collect that money from my customers because I like my customers. And I don't think they should have to pay 23% extra. So is the government going to be really fair to me when they find out that I've decided to not collect their fare tax? What do you think? Think they're going to be fair to me at that point?
Not so much.
No, I don't think so either. I think they're going to threaten me with jail time and fines and all kinds of other horrible things.
Shut you down.
That's right. That doesn't sound too fair. It doesn't sound too freedom-loving. I think you've made a great point, Manwich, that if all of these people that were spending so much time and so much effort promoting this fare tax would spend the same amount of time and effort and money promoting ending withholding, we could really get somewhere.
Right. You know, if we stopped withholding, then the federal government would have to, and we made it a law so the federal government could only spend what it had rather than just mortgaging our future like it has been, then the fibbies would have to survive on what the American people were willing to give them. Because the American people would not write the checks that they're writing now to the IRS. They just wouldn't do it at the end of the year. It's not going to happen. Ending withholding would shrink the size of government for real.
Also, part of this whole fare tax idea is essentially the American taxpayers going to government and saying, please, please tax us differently. It's okay that you're taxing us, you know, $2.7 trillion a year or $7 trillion or whatever the total tax burden is. It's insane. Please tax us differently. We're begging you. Stop being so weak. Stand up for your freedoms and your liberties and just stop paying these thugs.
It's supposed to be a government
by the people.
Really, the government doesn't exist without the people. It doesn't. And if the people say, that's it, we paid too much.
It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll be back Monday night, same time, same place, online. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com and have a great weekend, everyone.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?